Hi, my name is Joel Boots Marshall. I'm at the West Tulsa Community College campus, and I am interviewing fellow student Aiden Roper for the Oklahoma State University Oral History Project under the Global Campus Project. Today is March 31st, 2023, and here we go. So you live here in Sand Springs?
Yes.
How long?
I lived here for basically my whole life. I've moved around a lot, but usually we've stayed around this area.
Well, is it, do you like it?
It's all right. It's not my favorite place in the world, but it gets the job done.
Yeah. So you've gone to school here? Where at?
Yes. I've gone to Charles Page for my high school experience, but during middle school years, I went all across, honestly.
Yeah.
Northwoods, I went to Garfield, I went to, I believe I went to Page before it was Page. And yeah, just everywhere.
Cool. So what brings you to TCC?
Well, my counselors actually told me about it during I think it was my junior year, and I was like, wow, this is a good idea, like get some college credits out of the way, and also like it counts as like high school too, so I don't really have to worry about that. And I was like, well, sounds better than having to take stupid classes,
Yeah.
I'd say.
And you're still in high school.
Yes.
Cool. So you like it so far?
Which part?
TCC.
Yes, it's been fun, I'd
Yeah.
say. It's been a lot of work, but I think once the course is over, I'm happy with my results.
Yeah. So it, would it be, would you say it's like more challenging attending both college and high school at the same time?
Yes, just because I have to worry about making sure I hit deadlines for TCC, along with going to school at my high school and doing projects and other things there as well. It just kind of gets confusing sometimes.
Yeah. Do you know what you're gonna major in?
Yes, political science.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
So is this your, this is your first semester?
This is my second semester.
Okay.
I have the, my first semester I did Comp 1 and US history, and this semester I'm only taking Comp 2.
What are your favorite studies? Like,
I like history, actually. It's one of my favorites. I honestly say English isn't my strongest, along with math, but I don't know. Like, history and science are my favorites.
how come, like,
I don't know. I like learning about how things came about, and like, also, like, I'm big into politics, and so I think it's interesting to see where we came from and where we are today.
yeah, for sure. I'd say that the history classes at TCC are, you know, they're pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah, like U.S. history from the beginning till Civil War. Yeah,
Yes.
that's what I'm taking right now.
Oh,
It's
nice.
fine, you know. Yeah. What do you want to do after college if you're studying political science? What's your end goal?
Well, the first goal I had was to become a politician, of course, naturally. But as I'm starting to like decide my choices, I'm starting to lean more towards like marketing, which has nothing to do with political science, but at this point it's like kind of like a guessing game
Yeah.
of which I'm gonna end up doing.
You got the time, you know,
I do,
to figure it
yes.
out.
A little bit, but it's time.
What's your favorite thing about college?
I like how the semesters are laid out, if that's what I can say. I just like how I know I'm gonna have a set amount of things compared to like me walking into class, learning what we're gonna do that day, and then getting told that day what we're gonna be doing that week. I get to like know beforehand by looking at the syllabus or looking ahead in the coursework.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's like it's been cool just to have like quarters, I guess, and just, or yeah, semesters. Like you have different classes per semester. It's not just the
Yes.
same thing. It's been the most surprising thing.
Surprising thing. That is a good question. Surprising. I'd say it's how many resources we have.
Yeah.
Well, for me at least, I'm a dual credit student, so I wouldn't expect to receive all of the accommodations we get here. But yeah, whenever I first got here, I didn't really do anything. Like, we have a whole library, we have a gym, which,
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
yeah.
Got tutor stuff too. It's
We
pretty
do,
cool.
yes. I didn't use much of that, but we do
No.
have it.
Yeah. So circling back to like what do you want to do after? Why specifically marketing?
I just think I'd be quite good at it, honestly. I like, I don't know, sometimes I watch commercials and I'm like, wow, I could do that better. And
Yeah.
so that's one of the things I think about sometimes. I think I'd do good at it.
Cool. So want to go into marketing, major in political science. Can I ask you why political science?
I just think it was what I wanted back then
Mm-hmm.
for because I loved politics and history. And so I thought that was just going to be the natural route of things to go. But now that I'm thinking about it, it just doesn't seem that important anymore.
Right. So that's your declared major is political
Yes.
science. What classes do you have to take for that?
I'm not exactly sure yet,
No.
but I have a good idea it's going to be a lot of history classes and maybe some psychological, maybe
Yeah.
they want to throw that in.
Sociology for sure.
Maybe.
I don't know. What do you like to do for fun?
I am actually a cheerleader, so that takes up most of my time.
Yeah.
But besides that, I like watching movies and playing video games, of course. But yeah, I don't really get much extra time besides that.
Right. Well, that's cool that you do cheerleading. Is there like I don't know much about cheerleading. Are there like specific like cheerleading teams for football, basketball?
Well, some schools do it differently, but here at Charles Page, where I go to school, we have it so that if you make the team, you do basketball and you do football, and then you also compete.
Mm-hmm.
But I know other schools that split it up, and like also college does it a lot. They have like a co-ed team, which is an all girl and boy, and they have an all girl team as well.
Yeah. How long have you been doing it?
I say about 5, 6 years. It's been a while.
Yeah, that's cool. What hobbies do you have?
I'd say cheer. I like working. It's one of my hobbies. Like I said, video games. Not much, honestly.
No. Pretty busy.
Pretty busy, yes.
Yeah. Where do you work?
Quick Trip.
Quick Trip. Oh, I hear they pay really well.
They do. Yes, I'm getting paid very generously. Generously for what I do.
Yeah. How long, like, what are the hours like?
Well, I know people who work less than me, but I usually get around like 25 to 20 hours a week.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's good. So kind of music do you listen to?
I listen to a whole assortment of different things. Some of my favorites are like classical. I like R&B and sometimes pop, but
Yeah.
rarely pop. I don't know.
Rarely.
Yeah,
How
rarely.
come?
I just prefer classical more. I like being by myself, so I like listening to like instrumental as well. Just like listening to, I don't know, sometimes you just don't want to hear people's voices. You just want to hear
Right, yeah.
the music they produce.
And classical as in like Chopin, Beethoven.
Yeah, like Mozart. Mozart's a big one for me. I like listening to a specific song, but Claire de Lune, love that song. Yeah, generally that though.
I know you like sci-fi movies, right?
I love sci-fi.
What would you say your favorite movie is?
Well, I did enjoy Doom, but I think the second part's gonna be better. But one of my favorite sci-fi movies would probably be What Happened to Monday. It's about this woman who lives in a dystopian world where she only can have one like sibling, and she has like seven of them. So they have to like play each other in the real world, and it's just a mess, honestly.
I've seen stuff like I've seen like stuff on TikTok about that. But Dune was pretty good, I
It was
thought.
pretty good. It was slow, but I think the next part's really good.
Have you read the book?
I have not. I'm not
No.
really a big reader.
That's such like the typical question for like book movies. Have you read the book?
Yes.
I mean it's the book's kind of like dense. It's insane. So any TV shows?
Back on the politics, I love Scandal on Hulu. It's about this woman who like fixes problems in DC for politicians and so what. I like that show a lot. I don't know. That's honestly where I got most of my inspiration from, TV shows and stuff like that for politics. But other shows, don't know. Maybe like, I truly don't know. Maybe
No.
Bridgerton, that's a good one.
I'm unfamiliar.
Really?
Yeah, I just
No.
watched like South Park
Wow.
or something.
Missing out.
I'm gonna circle back to TCC and college life. Do you plan on staying here for the rest of your?
No.
No.
I actually just decided I'm gonna go to I got into the school in Colorado
Oh,
called
nice.
CU Boulder, and I believe I'm gonna go there for my 4 years, and study political science. But other options are like OU. That's also a big one that my mom is really pushing right now because she wants me to stay close, but I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
It
CU Boulder is a pretty cool school.
is. It's beautiful. They have a really good cheer team, which is a big factor, so.
Cool. So transferring out, why specifically CU Boulder? Because of the cheer team.
Yes,
Okay.
the cheer team was a big draw for me, but once I saw the school itself and I visited a couple times, like, I fell in love with it, honestly. Not just because of the cheer team, because it's just beautiful. It's like next to the mountains, and there's so many amenities out there for college students.
I know there's like various trails that go into the city and out, and you
Yes.
can go do whatever. Yeah, it's a cool town.
It is. Boulder's gorgeous.
You could do like hiking and stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
But on political science, you mentioned Scandal. What specifically inspired you about Scandal?
Just her job, honestly. Like, I want, like, and like how close she was to the president in the show. Because in the show, she's the mistress of the president. And I don't know, I just inspired me because, like, I want to be, like, in the White House, like, but I don't think I'll ever do it because it just seems like a lot of work for nothing, honestly. I'd likely go into like local level, a governor or senator or something. I just want something that like I can like combat change, like make change, I mean.
I understand. Even like with local stuff, you could do like Parks and Rec as a department. You could do school stuff, be
Yeah.
part of the school board. For marketing, and that's what you really, or that's what you're feeling right now. Do you think you'd be like a big for big ad agencies or, yeah, I
I
mean,
think so.
yeah.
I think I'd probably have my own ad agency, but I don't know. I really like one. I got inspired by Apple ads. That's what really drew me into marketing
Yeah.
itself, because I just thought it was so ingenious how they like market without marketing in a way.
Yeah.
It's just like very vibey. I don't know.
I like the one with the iguana.
Iguana.
Yeah, I think that's an Apple ad. It could be.
Just like, I don't know, just like the music and everything they add in there, it's just, it draws you into wanting to buy more from Apple, even though you already
Yeah.
have everything you have.
Yeah, it works. And there was the one with the Harry Styles song. It was all colorful and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, it was cool. For the new, is it a iPod? Was it the new iPod?
iPhone, maybe?
iPhone. That makes more sense. What's your favorite class right now?
Well, considering I'm only taking
That's right,
Comp
my bad.
1, you're good. I'd say it's my favorite, but I think my, I don't know, I think I enjoyed this one more than the others because my last Comp class, my Comp 1 class, it was just so stressful. The teacher was just on and on and on. And then my history class was a bunch of lectures where I almost fell asleep every single day. So I think this is a good mix.
Yeah. Lots of time to do,
Yes.
you know, I mean,
To the assignments.
yeah. So, where do you think you'll live after college?
That's a good question. I was thinking, well, maybe Paris. I'll go
Ooh.
to Paris, or I was thinking maybe like East Coast, or maybe Washington, because Washington's beautiful, and I
Yeah.
think that like the public transportation and everything, the infrastructure they have on the East Coast is very amazing and awesome in Paris as well.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
The infrastructure in Paris too is pretty good too, like
Yes.
public infrastructure. Washington, I mean, like Pacific Northwest, that whole area, really pretty.
It is.
Yeah.
Just from what I've seen on TikTok, of
Yeah,
course.
yeah.
They make it look really good.
They do. What do you think about the restrict bill?
Which bill is that?
That's the one that's like basically banning TikTok.
I think it's kind of a waste. Like,
Yeah.
we have more pressing issues to be worrying about right now, and we're focusing on TikTok. And the reasons you even are giving for the removal of TikTok are like the same thing as like other companies. And it's like, if you're gonna, I don't know, it's kind of an infringement on our First Amendment.
Yeah.
And it's just like, if you're gonna do it to this company, you'll have to do it to another one because they're doing it even more worse than the first company, you know?
And you know, they say like foreign adversaries like
Like, it doesn't
China.
have any like
Yeah.
influence by the Chinese government, I believe.
No. And that, I mean, that's what the Chinese government does, is like ban Western apps and
Yeah.
stuff. So yeah. Do you lean more left?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to think so, at least.
That's cool. Yeah.
Oh,
Not to be controversial, but
you're good.
that's good. I feel like most people our age would be left wing.
Yes, apparently that's how it goes. You start off more liberal, and as you grow up, you go more conservative. But I don't know. I think our generation will stay more on
Yeah.
the liberal side because we just care more about like
People.
people, yeah, over money.
Definitely, I think we'll be a generation that brings change, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
But those are all the questions I have. Do you have anything you want to bring up?
No, I don't think so. I think we covered everything.
Cool. Well, it was nice talking with you, man.
Nice talking with you too.